I'm Karen Grigsby Bates, and that, of course, is the theme song to I Love Lucy, one of the most popular shows in the history of television. It stars redheaded Lucille Ball and her Cuban-American husband, Desi Arnaz, became TV icons, but they almost didn't get on TV. Kathleen Brady is the author of Lucille, The Life of Lucille Ball. Brady says the network that wanted Ball to star in her own sitcom was not interested in her husband.
CBS and the sponsor, Philip Morris Cigarettes, were adamantly opposed to this. They said that the American public would not accept Desi as the husband of a red-blooded American girl.
Ball told the network they'd have both of them or neither, and eventually CBS gave in, despite its reservations about Arnaz's Cuban heritage and, Brady says, something else.
As we all know, Desi had a fairly strong accent.
What's the matter with the way I talk?
Well, I haven't told you this before, dear, but you speak with a slight accent.
The show was a hit for 6 years, and more than a half century later still runs in syndication, where lines like this have become famous.
Lucy, I'm home.
Flash forward to the early 70s, where the war for civil rights had been waged, segregation had been abolished, on paper anyway, and social upheaval convulsed several cities. Television got a little grittier when All in the Family debuted with a blue-collar philosopher named Archie Bunker. Archie was having a hard time keeping up with the country's rapid evolution. The Supreme Court had declared anti-miscegenation laws illegal when it decided Loving v. Virginia, and Archie, like a lot of America, was worried about the multi-hued future.
All this business of mixing the colors. If you go on with that, the first thing you know, the whole world's going to be one color.
Well, what's wrong with that, Archie?
Can't you use your head? How the hell are we going to tell each other apart?
And to show that sentiment wasn't a one-way street, we get Archie's black neighbor, George Jefferson. George was not a kumbaya kind of guy. So when he learns his son Lionel's fiancé has a white father, George explodes.
I don't want no white in-laws in my family.
They're going to be my in-laws, not yours.
Think, son, think.
What about your children? What they going to be?
Oh, boys and girls, I hope.
Shows like this were helping America sort through its conflicted emotions and anxieties about our changing racial profile. While showing an interracial couple on the Jeffersons was considered daring in the mid-70s, today interracial couples are, if not common, no big deal on TV. The waspy lead couple on ABC's popular medical drama Grey's Anatomy fell in love with an Ethiopian orphan who came to their Seattle hospital for treatment.
We've been trying so hard to start a family. And she needs one.
So, although George Jefferson would have been appalled, little Zola joined the Shepherd household. Another family on the series has a Latina mom, whose wife is white, and a half-Latina daughter from a previous union. No big deal. The comedy Modern Family features a gay couple with an adopted Vietnamese daughter and a blended family that has white, Latino, and multi-ethnic members, although here, race and ethnicity are usually used as a throwaway line. Here's Gloria Delgado Pritchett explaining why she's sulking.
I shouldn't be so angry, but I am Latin, so I get to feel whatever I want.
And by the way, nobody's complaining about Sofia Vergara's accent. Marcia Dawkins teaches the impact of race on society at the University of Southern California. She says seeing these different family configurations reflected in popular culture is a good thing for Americans.
Research certainly indicates that these type of images can sensitize viewing audiences to the existence of these types of families.
And sensitize them to some of the complicated challenges such families face. In NBC's drama Parenthood, Jasmine and Crosby Braverman try to figure out how to tell their 8-year-old son, Jabbar, the meaning of a racial slur. Jasmine insists on taking the lead in the talk. Crosby is irritated, but Jasmine says in this matter, her wishes outweigh his.
Because you're black, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you pulled rank.
Baby, you have to respect the fact that I have an understanding on the subject that you don't. And the fact is, that word means something different to Jabbar because he's black.
Or technically biracial, which Jasmine points out, won't do much to protect him from bias. Having more visibility for interracial and interethnic families is important, says USC's Dawkins, but how they're shown is as important as the fact that they're shown.
It's not just seeing these families that makes them believable, right? It's seeing how they interact with each other every day, what they're dealing with in terms of society, what possibilities they have, what special challenges they have as a family.
All things that make these TV families, at bottom, very much like the families watching them on the other side of the screen. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.